Welcome to Parc Gerry in Montreal, for the game between the Houston Astros and the Montreal Expos. Here are the starting lineups. For the Houston Astros. Batting in the leadoff spot. The right fielder, Jesus Alou. Batting second. The second baseman, Joe Morgan. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Wynn. Batting fourth. The first baseman, John Mayberry. Batting fifth. The shortstop, Dennis Menke. Batting sixth. The third baseman, Doug Rader. Batting seventh. The center fielder, Cesar Cedeno. Batting eighth. The catcher, Larry Howard. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Don Wilson. Pitching for the Houston Astros, Don Wilson. For the Montreal Expos. Batting in the leadoff spot. The left fielder, Mac Jones. Batting second. The center fielder, Boots Day. Batting third. The right fielder, Rusty Staub. Batting fourth. The third baseman, Bob Bailey. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Jim Gosger. Batting sixth. The catcher, John Bateman. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Marv Stahel. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Bobby Wine. Batting ninth. The pitcher, Steve Renko. Pitching for the Montreal Expos, Steve Renko. And now, play ball. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahel scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Wynn moves to third. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Mayberry settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards short. Wine fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Stahel for the out. Two outs. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is called out on strikes. One out. Hazu Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0 for 1 in the game. Alou hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0 for 1 in the game. Morgan hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards short. Menke scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 1 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 1 in the game. Day hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Mayberry strikes out. Two outs. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 1 in the game. Menke hits a fly ball into right field. Staub settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Staub hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Staub for the out. One out. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Bailey is called out on strikes. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0 for 1 in the game. Gosger hits a fly ball into right field. Alou settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 1 in the game. Rader hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Cedeno hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There's a wild pitch. Cedeno moves to second. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 1 in the game. Howard strikes out. Two outs. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0 for 1 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Bateman drops the ball, but quickly picks it up and throws Wilson out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 0-for-1 in the game. Bateman hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Bateman reaches second base with a double. Marv Stahel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahel is 0-for-1 in the game. Stahel hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 0-for-1 in the game. Wine hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bateman moves to third. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-1 in the game. Renko hits a ball on the ground towards first. Mayberry fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-2 in the game. Jones hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Menke fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros nothing, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-2 in the game. Alou hits a pop-up towards third. Bailey settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 0-for-2 in the game. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Bateman and he throws it away. That's a stolen base and an error. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wynn hits a fly ball into center field. Day settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Morgan tags and scores. That run is unearned. Two outs. It's 1-0, Astros. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mayberry hits a ball on the ground towards first. Gosger scoops it up and throws to first, with Renko covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-2 in the game. Day hits a pop-up towards third. Raider settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-2 in the game. Gosger hits a pop-up towards short. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0-for-2 in the game. Menke strikes out. One out. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0-for-2 in the game. Rader hits a fly ball into left field. Jones settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2-for-2 in the game, with two singles. Cedeno hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Stahl settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. John Bateman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bateman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Bateman hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Don Hahn pinch runs for John Bateman. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-2 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Wilson fields it and throws to second for the out. One out. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Wine hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Steve Renko is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Renko is 0-for-2 in the game. Renko hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Morgan settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Astros will come to bat. John Bacabella now catching. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0-for-2 in the game. Howard hits a ball on the ground towards third. Bailey fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Don Wilson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wilson is 0-for-2 in the game. Wilson strikes out. Two outs. Jesus Alou is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Alou is 0-for-3 in the game. Alou hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Stahl scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Astros 1, and the Expos nothing. The Expos will come to bat. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0-for-3 in the game. Jones hits a fly ball into center field. Cedeno settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0-for-3 in the game. Day hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Staub takes first base on ball 4. Bob Bailey is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bailey is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Bailey hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Staub moves to second. Jim Gosger is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gosger is 0-for-3 in the game. Gosger hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 3-1, Expos. John Bacabella is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bacabella hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Marv Stahl is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stahl is 0-for-3 in the game. Stahl hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bacabella moves to third. Fred Gladding now pitching. Bobby Wine is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wine is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Wine is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Expos 3, and the Astros 1. The Astros will come to bat. Coco LeBoy now playing third base. Joe Morgan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Morgan is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Morgan hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Morgan. The throw from Bacabella and he is safe. Morgan steals second. Jim Wynn is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Wynn is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Wynn hits a pop-up towards third. LaBoy settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. John Mayberry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mayberry is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mayberry takes first base on ball 4. Cesar Geronimo pinch runs for John Mayberry. Dennis Menke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Menke is 0 for 3 in the game. Menke hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 4-3, Astros. Claude Raymond now pitching. Doug Rader is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rader is 0 for 3 in the game. Rader is called out on strikes. Two outs. Cesar Cedeno is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cedeno is 2 for 3 in the game, with two singles. Cedeno hits a long drive deep into center field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 5-3, Astros. Larry Howard is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Howard is 0 for 3 in the game. Howard strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Astros 5, and the Expos 3. The Expos will come to bat. Marty Martinez now playing third base. Hector Torres now playing shortstop. Dennis Menke now playing first base. Jim Ferry pinch hits for Claude R. Jim Ferry is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ferry hits a fly ball into left field. Wynn settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Mac Jones is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jones is 0 for 4 in the game. Jones strikes out. Two outs. Boots Day is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Day is 0 for 4 in the game. Day hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Rusty Staub is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Staub is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and two walks. Staub hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cedeno. Staub reaches second base with a double. Day goes all the way around to score. It's 5-4 Astros. Coco LaBoy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. LaBoy hits a pop-up towards first. Menke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Houston Astros, 5. And Montreal Expos, 4. Goodbye from Park Jerry in Montreal.